Welcome to After Dark with Rob and Andrew on America Out Loud, available on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, or Pandora. Or head on over to AmericaOutLoud.com and check out the articles and podcasts. And please share those on social media. Thousands of articles and podcasts up on AmericaOutLoud.com. You guys don't want to miss it. Some of the top conservative contributors from all over the country are over at America Out Loud. Be sure to check it out. And like we said, we appreciate it when you share those articles and podcasts on social media. We've got a lot to talk about tonight with friend of the show, Sean G, joining us. And there's a lot to get to, as I said. And I want to start off with this student loan debt controversy. Once again, the Biden administration put its foot in its mouth when it was running for president. Joe Biden acted like he was all for canceling all student loan debt. And now you have Jen Psaki saying, well, the college students probably will have to end up paying some student debt. It's just completely backtracking, which I'm glad, because I think that college students should have to pay student loan debt as someone who didn't go to college. If it would have been a situation where I could have went and not had to pay anything back, perhaps I would have, and I would have a more high paying job right now. Who knows how things would have worked out. But Rob, what are your thoughts on the Democrats and the student loan debt controversy that is once again in the news?
You know, when you think about it, I don't think it's really a controversy in as much as you made the debt, you pay your debt. What's so difficult about that to understand? Now, I know that you have people like AOC and the other woke individuals in the Democrat Party, the progressive wing, that are saying that this is another part of the diversity, and it's, what do they want to say? It holds people back. They can't move forward. It's a lot of, you know, rhetoric that's being thrown out there that is even racist. Yeah, that's the word I'm looking for. They call that racism also, that these students are saddled with this debt. And as we're speaking, more kids are going to school, getting more debt. You would think they would say, wait, Biden is going to pay this debt off, so I'm not going to incur this debt. I'm going to wait until I understand what he's going to do and what he's not going to do. And then you have the push to say, make college free. Well, you have Harvard and you have all these Ivy League schools that have these huge endowments. I'm sure they can make college free. But at the end of the day, someone's got to pay the piper, plain and simple. And if you make the debt, you pay the debt. I went to college, went to university, I went on scholarship. Okay, I did incur some debt. And I got to tell you, I didn't like that debt. I paid my debt off and I said, never again. I would like to go back to school, but I wouldn't go back to any of these other these schools that are out there, because they're nothing but indoctrination. And when you really look at it, why do you need to go? We really do need to rethink this whole concept of going to college, graduating from high school, and then going to college because you're going to get, as Andrew said, a high-paying job. It's all smoke screens. Because unless you're going into a particular discipline, let's say if you want to be a lawyer, if you want to be a doctor, go to college, learn it, go to a university. But all these other professional, these fields that are out there, I've done my research. I don't think it's necessary. I really don't think it's necessary. UK, as you guys may not agree, but I just don't think that it's necessary. But if you do go, if you incur the debt, you have to pay the debt. Sean, what do you say?
Yeah, and thank you again, Rob and Andrew, for having me on here. And you know, what's really funny about the situation with Biden and college debt, right, is it's like this is a Bernie Sanders talking point. Bernie Sanders was all about having people have free college, or, you know, you excuse their debt for student loans and all the other stuff, you know, and this is that coming into fruition. And now the Biden administration is saying, no, 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 we can't have that. Well, it's going to make a lot of people mad that we're with Bernie Sanders or whoever else that wanted all this college loan, you know, forgiveness and stuff. And now it's not happening. And the people have to, you know, sit there and say, oh, we actually have to pay for our student loan debt now. And that gets to be very frustrating. And it gets us back into 2020 or 2019, whenever, where the majority of Democrats were for Bernie Sanders and not Joe Biden, you know, and I'm no support for Bernie Sanders, but this is, you know, that's where they were trending towards. That was what they were voting for. And, you know, we're seeing again, Trump on the right side and Bernie Sanders on the left side. Well, neither of those people are getting their views really, you know, put in the front and center right now with whatever we want to call this administration, the Biden or whoever is the puppet controlling the Biden administration right now.
Well, I wonder, why is it that Biden is now looking at this and saying that we can't do it? Why is he going to upset these millennials and Generation Xers or whatever they want to call themselves, these wokesters? Why now have they realized that they need to pay their own debt? They've made the debt, they need to pay it. Why at this point, we're getting ready to into the election season 2022, why have they decided that we're going to scale this back? And it looks like you guys are going to have to pay your debt. What do they see from their internal numbers if they're doing their polling? Why have they decided now? Because a lot of these kids, I would think, they're trying to attract to vote for them. So why now are they going to, after teasing them with this, and they're good teasers. Man, you're talking about a teaser. These guys love to tease. So why are they taking the tease off, so to speak, and saying, no, you got to pay your own debt. You made it. You got to pay it. I can't figure it out. Like, why at the 11th hour? Now, I'm sure they'll probably try and put something together because they have paid off some debt, like these for-profit colleges. They've decided to go and sue them and say, hey, you did this wrong, so these kids don't have to pay their debt. But the bulk of the other students. And why won't they have some of their liberal supporters, these billionaires? Why won't Bill Gates or Jeff Bezos, Mark Zuckerberg, why don't they just pull all their money together and say, okay, we'll pay your debt? We've seen that happen. Some millionaires have come out and said, we're going to pay the college debt of certain graduating classes. So why don't they, since they're all for this, Warren Buffett, why won't they just come together and say, we're going to pay your debt off? Even Michael Bloomberg, all of these billionaires, these woke billionaires on the left, that have pushed society towards this fringe craziness, why don't they just pull their money together? They can do a quick tax write-off, I'm certain, and say, we're going to pay the debt off for all of these people that have supported us, all these wokesters. We're going to pay your debt off. Jump into the fray and just say it. We're going to pay it off. And if that doesn't happen, why don't these wokesters start protesting to these different companies and saying, pay our debt off. We want you to pay it off. Then we can come and work for you. You know, that's something to think about. Why wouldn't they do it? What are they waiting for? I'm sure that they would be praised and people would look at them. They'll get all the publicity. Oh, this corporation is going to pay the debt off. Or these universities. They've just looked at it and they've decided just to clear the debt. They're going to write it all off. Why must the government do it? Why do we want to make the government everyone's sugar daddy and give them money? Same thing with the jobs. Don't work, we'll give you free money. Now the college debt. And as they say, this is one of the biggest things that keeps people from progressing. They have to pay this college debt. Well, didn't they know about it when they got ready to go to college? Why weren't they being taught that as opposed to taught about social and emotional learning? And as I said, right now, as we speak, you've got kids still going in, incurring debt to go to these universities. You've got to pay it off. And at what point do we stop saying we're going to pay it off? Because when you think about it, it really makes no sense at all. So we're going to pay off the debt what time frame are you going to look at it and say from this time frame to that time frame, everyone who owed a debt, let's say going back to 2000 up to 2010, will pay your debt off. And then the others, you see, you got to put a beginning and an ending on it. Because once you start paying off the debt, you will have other kids saying, well, why not pay off my debt? I'm going to school. I'm just now starting out. And it makes perfectly good sense. And although I paid mine off, can I be compensated for paying it off? I can use that money for something else. But no one is thinking. It's just, it's a great tease. We're going to pay your debt off. But who qualifies? Who doesn't qualify?
Yeah, you're exactly right. And if you cancel student loan debt, how are these students ever going to learn any responsibility in life and to learn that you have to pay back what you borrow? If you buy a house, you can't just decide, oh, I'm not going to pay off these house payments. I'm going to let the government do it for me. Let's see how that works out for you. You're going to end up getting your house seized and taken from you. But yeah, I just think it sets a horrible message to kids graduating from college to even talk about canceling their student loan debt. It's just basic and responsibility to have to pay that back. That's what you borrowed.
Well, they don't want to teach them responsibility. We have a group of people or nation that's coming up that want nothing but freebies. I make the bill, you pay the bill. I shouldn't have to worry about it. I'm busy doing other things. I want to be able to just go out in the workforce and work, protest, be an activist, and that's it. I don't care about all the debt that I'm accumulating. You take care of that. It's too much for me. We're creating little babies, like you said. I mean, people who can't take care of themselves. They don't understand the value of a dollar. And that is the reason why the country is suffering. Because we want to pay other people's way. We want to give them an easy path out. We don't want them to be held responsible for the things that they've done, responsible for their actions. When you look at Hunter Biden, look at everything that he's done. And he is not being held responsible for his actions. Look at Jesse Smollett. He's out of jail. And I hear he's made a rap video talking about his innocence. This is the society that these people are growing up in, that they're not being held responsible for their actions. So it's more than just the student debt, because it starts there. We'll pay this for you. And then what else are you willing to pay for them? Like you said, Andrew, if they get a home, I can't pay my mortgage. It was too much. Let the government pay it off for me. Well, why did you get a huge mortgage for something that you know that you could not afford? A $200,000 house when you should be living in a $50,000 house if you can't pay for it. And then again, why go to college if you know that you can't pay for it? Why are these banks giving these kids these loans? Because they know someone's going to pay for it. You have kids. Oh, I remember speaking with an associate saying that she had been paying on, she was an attorney, and that she wouldn't be done paying for her law degree until like she's in her 60s and she has grandkids. I'm like, are you serious? Like, what kind of law degree did you get? I mean, no, granted, there are some individuals who go to university, they get these professions, and they're able to land jobs that will pay off their debt. And some companies will say, we will pay off a certain amount if you come and work for us. But other than that, it's like, man, you have a lot of people running around here carrying a lot of debt. And it doesn't make any sense. I wonder how many people on the Hill have debt. But I'm sure that they've probably managed to go on book deals and all these other speaking tours to wipe the debt clean. But for these other individuals who are, as we speak right now, sitting down, completing a college education, completing a loan application to get a loan, knowing that you will have to pay this off at some point in time. The government is not going to do it. President Biden will not always be in the White House. AOC will not always be on Instagram saying that how racist it is, she and Ayanna Pressley, that these kids have these debt. I wonder if they have any debt. I think AOC went to Boston U. I think she might have said she's still paying for her debt. But her ticket is written for her anyway. As soon as she gets out of the house, she'll go on fake news CNN if it's still there, or PMSNBC. But I doubt seriously that she'll be able to go to fake news CNN, because by the time she gets kicked out of Congress, hopefully the atmosphere at CNN would have changed and it will go back to revert back to being a real news organization without Brian Stetler, without Don Lemon, without Anderson Cooper, albeit Anderson will probably manage to still stay around. But still, you guys get the gist of what I'm saying, our audience, you get the gist of what I'm saying, that if you incur the debt, you pay the debt. I mean, it doesn't make any sense. Am I talking foreign language here? This is no, just I think basic supply and demand.
You're right on point. I mean, you know, some people think like, hey, I can put up all this debt and nothing's going to happen to me. And in many cases, that's true because nothing will happen to them. But like there's people like us that say, hey, if I know I'm charging something, I am responsible for that debt, whether it be for college or for my credit card or for anything else. And this is the shift that we need to make to where saying, hey, Rob, Andrew, anybody else, we need to pay our credit card debt what we owe, you know? And I understand that some of these companies can be, you know, rather corrupt or, you know, they're making a lot of profit. But like, you know, we have to be the ones that say we will actually hold our part to what the credit card companies want. You know, it's like we will pay what is owed. And that goes for student loans as well. So we have to show that responsibility to say, hey, I'm going to throw down the money that the student loan companies have said you need to pay. And many are saying, no, we're not going to do that. But, you know, it's a struggle for sure.
Yeah, it really is. Great discussion, guys. You know, if you guys are looking for a great product to help yourself or a loved one, if they're looking for better sleep, focus, and energy, check out Healthy Cell, the leading innovator of nutritional supplements for cell health. Healthy Cell vitamins work at the cellular level to boost immune health, sleep better, focus deeper, and stay younger longer. Absorb a healthier lifestyle with Healthy Cell's pill-free vitamins. Rob and I are taking it. We've been feeling great. We recommend you guys try it out. And the best part is you can save 20% off your first order with the code OUTLOUD. So head on over to healthycell.com and try that out. We'll be back with more After Dark with Rob and Andrew.
Because of COVID-19, many Americans worry about their health 4 times a day. That's 112 times per month. But by simply keeping our immune system strong, we can stay healthy and put our worries at ease. One little known way to do this is by taking AC11, a patented supplement from a plant in the Amazon rainforest. Studied for over 20 years and backed by over 40 scientific peer-reviewed studies, taking AC11 has been proven to extend the life of immune cells called leukocytes, allowing you to boost immunity naturally. Go to healthycell.com and use code OUTLOUD for 20% off your first order of AC11. That's healthycell.com, HEALTHYCELL, and use code OUTLOUD for 20% off.
Let the silent voices be heard. It was the rallying call that started it all. It's a wide spectrum of programming, from world and political news to societal and cultural stories, 6 amazing years of news blogs, informative podcasts, and great talk radio. Welcome to the new era in communications, America Out Loud Talk Radio.
And we're back with After Dark with Robin Andrew and our guest, Sean G. He's agreed to join us tonight to dissect the news. And one of the things that we want to talk about is this case involving Governor Whitmer. She's the governor, I think, of Michigan. And if you guys don't remember, not too long ago, I think right before the election of 2020, news got out that there were 4 gentlemen who were attempting to kidnap her. Now, I don't know why they would want to kidnap our girl, Gretchen Whitmer. Like, what's the importance of her? But nevertheless, these 4 men who did not, as I might add, know each other. They were unbeknownst to each other. There was just Facebook chatter on Facebook. And somehow the FBI got wind of it. And then they decided to instigate or plot this whole thing with these gentlemen going out to kidnap her. Now, one of the things you have to keep in mind that we're now finding out, but that we knew about then also, is that the FBI was at the center of this kidnapping. So in essence, they orchestrated everything and they got these 4 gentlemen, pulled them together to try to get them to carry out this sinister plot. And it was all by design to make it seem as if though these gentlemen or these men were acting at the bequest of Donald Trump. everything that goes wrong is always Donald Trump. It's Donald Trump's fault. But anyway, fast forward to the recent verdict last week. Two other gentlemen were found not guilty, were acquitted. And then two of the others was a hung jury. This case was brought forward by the government, the Department of Justice, that these four men were trying to kidnap Governor Whitmer. And boy, did she milk it to the hilt. They were going to kidnap me. They were going to do all these horrible things to me. And the media jumped on top of it. And the stories that they ran with, the long exposés as to who, what, when, where, and how. And of course, it was always Donald Trump, Donald Trump, Donald Trump. And if you have not learned anything by now, learn this. Anything that the media is putting out, for the most part, I would say 99% of the time, is fake news when they say that Donald Trump had something to do with it. Fake news. Plain and simple. Fake news. Because now that we see what's happening with this, fake news, Donald Trump had nothing to do with it. And the men that they brought the charges against had nothing to do with this. It was all about the FBI. We really do need to look at the FBI, a closer look at the FBI and Christopher Wray and his operation. And I did a little research because I'm always doing my own little research here because I like to deal with the facts. Did you know that from 2013 to 2017, no, let me take a step back. Bob Mueller was over the FBI 2001, 2013. Under Bob Mueller's watch, we had the whole Zanares brothers bombing in Boston. We also had the Atlantic Olympic bombing. That was back as early as 1995. Bob Mueller messed up on that. After that, we had James Comey, 2013 to 2017. And now we have Christopher Wray. He's still in the office. Although Trump put him there, Biden decided to keep him. Now, is no one wondering why Biden would have kept him? Because usually you're going to, you know, switch over. But Biden decided to keep Christopher Wray. Who referred Christopher Wray to Donald Trump? None other than Chris Christie, the former governor of New Jersey, who wants to be the president. I've got news for you, buddy. You will never, ever, 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 ever be the president of the United States. He wrote a book trying to attack Trump, and it failed miserably. I think the book only sold about 20 copies. It failed. So now, he's back on the air trying to be Trump's friend again and attack everyone else who's attacking Trump. Good luck, buddy. You will not never be let back in that inner circle. Never, ever, ever, ever. That's another never, ever, 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 ever. But back to the story with the Christopher Whitmer kidnapping. Christopher Wray, the FBI director, is over all of this. You would think he would come out and say, we got it wrong. We need to move beyond this. But no, he won't. He will keep this lie going. What do you guys say?
Yeah, I completely agree with what you said, Rob. What we're seeing here is a classic case of how corrupt our FBI was. Remember the media, all the stories, Rob mentioned it, but they were trying to put this on Trump supporters, like these were all Trump supporters out to endanger government officials. They went right along with the January 6th narrative, perfect for the media. And now as we waited for the court case to unfold, we're finding out a lot of new things. And as Rob mentioned, it sounds like to me the FBI set this entire thing up. And I don't know who would want to kidnap Governor Whitmer in the first place. I mean, could you imagine having that woman under your control even? Talk about obnoxious. I don't think anyone would willingly put themselves through that. Sean, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, and you make a great point, Andrew and Rob. You know, and I'm from Ohio, right? And Ohio and Michigan have always had this kind of rivalry anyway, right? And so, like, you know, Michigan bad, Ohio good, it's all in good fun. But like after a while with seeing Governor Whitmer in Michigan, you know, it made me very, you know, feel very bad for some of these people in Michigan and saying, gosh, I really want to give you guys a hug because you have to deal with Governor Whitmer in Michigan, you know, and this plot to kidnap her, you know, it was like, well, it's very funny because like, yeah, do you really want to have her in your possession, you know, kidnapped, and you have to deal with her like, you know, you want to get rid of, you know, there's no good that comes because of that. And as much as these people want to get rid of Whitmer, it's like, yeah, kidnapping her is not the way to go. And I think most of us understood there was some sort of BS to this story when it first was reported a long time ago that Whitmer had been, you know, there was a plot to be, have her kidnapped and stuff. It was total BS. And now as we look through the facts, oh, it is total BS. And, you know, this is not a bunch of Trump supporters being, you know, vengeful. This is like a fake plot. And again, the FBI and other corrupt individuals are certainly at fault for this.
I'm amazed at how corrupt our FBI is. I really am. And at every angle, every time we look, these guys just can't get it right. And I would venture to say it is more corrupt today than it was during the Edgar Hoover days being over the FBI. You look the Russia collusion and how the FBI got that wrong with the Pfizer request. And I think that they allowed themselves to be led down this rabbit hole, knowing there was no there there, just like with the Whitmer situation. They knew there was no there there. They knew that, well, when I say there was no there there, they created the there. They created this from looking at Facebook and seeing the chatter and then deciding, well, let's get these four men and bring them together. And let's see what we can do. I mean, initially, I thought the case was going to be thrown out and that they weren't going to take it to court. And I'm surprised they were able to find a jury to say, let's acquit them, and then a hung jury. Because in today's atmosphere, the political setting, it would be hard-pressed to find a jury, I would think, that's going to go against the woke mob. I guess in this situation, it was so far removed, not many people knew about this, what was going on, the intricacy of it. So they probably said, hey, you know, we come on, this makes no sense. But then the FBI was in the middle of it. And I think that was one of the things they said, that they felt that the FBI groomed or led these men into doing what they were doing. And one instance I was reading somewhere, and they were talking about the plot to kidnap her, and that these men had gone outside of her vacation home. How did they get there? The FBI supplied the vehicle. The FBI brought these men to her vacation home. I don't think they even knew where it was, but the FBI did. So they were sitting outside the house, and I guess the FBI was trying to egg them on to go in and get her, but there was some hesitancy, so it didn't happen. And not only at that, the FBI paid one of the gentlemen, I think, $20,000, and then another $60,000. Where the heck did the FBI get that money from? Taxpayer money. Are we going to get that money back? And what did these men use the money on? To pay their bills? This is your local FBI at works under Christopher Wray. The same FBI whose cybersecurity head lost Hunter Biden's laptop information. Go figure. Lost it during one of the sessions on the Hill. And I think it was, one of the representatives was asking him, where is the laptop? He couldn't tell him. But when it comes to something that's negative toward Trump, oh, they are all in. They can tell you where it started, the middle of it, and then the beginning, I mean, the final stages of it. This is our FBI. When it is a real case, they know nothing about it. They're clueless. They can't connect the dots. Look at James Comey and Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton should have been charged. Oh, but I can't do it. But as far as Donald Trump, he has been talking about Donald Trump nonstop. He did this and he did this and this happened and that happened. But you can't remember what Hillary Clinton did. You can't remember any of that. But you can remember everything else. And I think at one point, I forgot to mention, Andy McCabe was over the FBI. For a small window when they were, I think they were trying to get Christopher Wray, he was over the FBI. These are all jokesters, choke artists, as President Trump would say. But yet and still, they're still trying to find evidence to link to President Trump, to take down people that will link to President Trump. I read the other day, this guy, Ollie something, Andrew, we had spoken about this once before. He was in hiding over the Jan 6. So he was very prolific on Twitter. I never trusted the guy, I thought he was a bit much, but he is now agreeing to cooperate with the FBI. He said that he was guilty. He's going to cooperate. He's going to squeal on everyone else. Now, I'm sure that they probably pressured him. They're getting him to say things that he normally wouldn't say, because what took so long? And you guys have got to be aware, listeners, that the FBI will squeeze you. They will bend you. They will break you just to get you to say what they want you to say, be it truthful or not. Now, these men that we're talking about, whom they said was going to kidnap Gretchen Whitmer, all along, they always said, we didn't do this, not guilty. I mean, that they weren't guilty, that they weren't, they didn't do it. They refused to say that they were guilty or to plead guilty. It's like, nope, didn't have anything to do with this. But the FBI kept pushing them and pushing them and pushing them. So when they decided, well, they're not going to say that they're guilty, well, let's take it to court. We'll still scare them. And you got to remember that the FBI has a lot of power and they have a lot of money. And I hate to say this, but they can change and they can twist the facts and they can run loose with it, with the truth, which is what they did in this instance. So as more of this information comes out in the paper, don't go to the New York Post, don't go to the New York Times, because more than likely, they're not going to put it all in there. They'll build the case as to why these men should have been found guilty. And then at the very end, they'll say, oh, and by the way, the FBI set them up. Because they know that you won't go that far to read the article. You'll just completely overlook that, which is what happened with Russia collusion. People still believe that there was collusion. Although at the very end of the article, it goes, nothing was proven. There was never any Russia collusion. Trump never colluded with Russia. Although the Democrats said that he did. Mr. Schiff. Oh, he did. Oh, we got the evidence. Where is he? Oh, the FBI. Where is it? Christopher Wray has been up on the Hill to testify. Where is the evidence? I hope they bring him up to the Hill to answer questions about this. And you know what he'll say? Oh, I can't talk about anything in an active investigation. And he'll say it with a straight face, so stoically, as if what he's saying is a gospel. And then they'll say to him, well, can we go behind closed doors and talk about it? Oh, sure, we can do that. Well, why go behind closed doors? He lets everything else leak out. Why not let this leak out? This is the leakiest FBI ever. Leaky. We cannot get to the truth when you have these people embedded throughout the government. That is the reason why the government is called corrupt. That is the reason why we needed someone like Trump to come in and expose this. Because when he left out, there were still Obama acolytes embedded in the government, working against him. And it's still that way. So when I see these stories about the FBI is going to charge this, I'm like, okay, is it real? Can we trust the FBI? Do you guys feel comfortable with the FBI, with Christopher Wray being at the top as the FBI head? Does he give you any solace that, okay, we're going to get things done?
Absolutely not. And we thought when we got rid of James Comey that it could not get any worse, especially with President Trump being the president of the United States. We were hoping that he would get a better FBI director than what Christopher Wray has been. Arguably, he's been just as bad as James Comey, if not worse. And the FBI is at an all-time low. We've seen that what they've already been involved with January 6th. I think there could be still a lot more to come out with their involvement in that situation and possibly agitating it, just like they did here with the Whitmer kidnapping. You already see them have a track record and a pattern of trying to frame people and set them up. I would not be surprised if FBI agents were at the January 6th incident trying to agitate people and get people rallied up.
Well, they've said that all along, that they had agents who were probably there embedded in the crowd. And I do believe that until they tell me otherwise. And they don't even have to tell me otherwise. We can see with our own eyes. We saw police officers telling people to come into the Capitol. And this is something that we've got to think about. And I mentioned this to you once before, Andrew, on one of our shows, but I didn't elaborate. Now think about this. The FBI, the CIA, all these people, I think they're all corrupt. But on before Jan 6, Mike Pence had said that we're going to get to the bottom of this. We want all voices to be heard. We want all votes to be counted. Okay, he said this before. Remember, Trump had said during the when they were at the ellipse. I love when they talk about the ellipse, when he was giving his speech. And it wasn't a speech to go and say, tear down the White House. He said nothing like that. During his speech, there were people that were going to the White House, okay, marching there. He said, hopefully Mike Pence will do what he's supposed to do. Okay, people will say, what is that? Under the Constitution. What Mike Pence was supposed to have done, and I keep saying this over and over again, Mike Pence would have said, is there anyone that dispute or wants to challenge the electoral votes? Under the Constitution. If a representative says, I do, he states his case. The vice president is supposed to say, okay, do you have a senator that supports this? And if that representative says, yes, I do, he only needs one senator. Under the Constitution, Mike Pence is supposed to take those votes and send them back to the state so that the state in question can decide as to whether or not they want to certify those electoral votes or say, no, we're going to seat a different panel. That's it. It is up to the state. Mike Pence did not do that. He did not follow the Constitution. The media is not telling you guys this. The media is saying that Trump wanted Mike Pence to cheat and to do something nefarious. No, he did not. He wanted Mike Pence to follow the Constitution. Had Mike Pence followed the Constitution and those votes went back to the state, and I think in this instance, it was Arizona, Arizona could have decided as to whether or not they wanted to keep those votes or seat a different panel. And the way things look, they probably would have said, no, we want to keep those votes. That's all Mike Pence had to do. We cannot let Mike Pence off because Mike Pence is responsible for this. He did not fulfill his constitutional duties. And the media, for some reason, is not spelling it out. And I know why they're not spelling it out, because they know that you, our listeners, are completely unaware of the requirement under the Constitution as to what's supposed to happen. I know that we've got to go to a hard commercial break, but I want to keep this conversation going after the break. Go ahead, Andrew.
Yeah, well said. I believe that will forever be the day that ended Mike Pence's political career. I do not think he ever has a chance of obtaining any kind of office again, except maybe some kind of a local election. But we'll have to see how that goes for him. You're tuned into After Dark with Robin Andrew, available on America Out Loud via iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, or download the America Out Loud app for free to keep track of all the great shows. We'll be back with more After Dark with Robin Andrew, a special guest, Sean G.
You've been in that situation. The person next to you is sniffling, or worse yet, coughing. Flu, cold, and SARS-CoV-2 are everywhere. Would you like an additional layer of protection to reduce these threats with an invisible mask? Sold by hundreds of pharmacists and medical doctors, our American-made povidone iodine antiviral nasal spray, Cofix RX, lasts for hours deactivating viruses and germs that make us sick. Find a retailer near you or buy online at CofixRx.com. America Out Loud listeners use promo code OUTLOUD for 20% off. Stay protected with Cofix RX.
Along with a healthy immune system, clean air is vital for optimal health. According to the EPA, we spend 90% of our time indoors, where germs are most concentrated. It's essential to clean indoor air. Genesis is the only technology that quickly, safely, and effectively kills pathogens both in the air and on surfaces in seconds, reducing the viral load in any environment. The powerful, well-built Genesis Fogger produces a dry, ultra-fine mist using HOCL, which occurs naturally in our own immune systems. We'll be living with airborne diseases in the future. New viruses and antibiotic-resistant superbugs are no problem for Genesis. With Genesis, you'll be ready for what's next. Visit GenesisFogger.com. America Out Loud listeners receive a 15% discount with promo code OUTLOUD at GenesisFogger.com/OUTLOUD.
Okay, guys, we're back. In the last couple of minutes here, I want to talk about the election. I had no idea I was going to go there, but as you notice, I was getting all riled up. And I want to talk about that a little bit more before we go to another topic, Andrew and Sean. So as I was saying, I was talking about what Mike Pence was supposed to have done and what we as Americans expected him to do to fulfill his constitutional duties, which he didn't do. So before we went on break, I was saying that because the representatives had met the requirements of the Constitution to have those votes returned to the state, Mike Pence should have followed through and sent them back. Now, it probably would have taken all of about a week, if that. And look how long it took us to find out who the president was going to be. Now, the media already knew that they were going to anoint Joe Biden as the president resident, but you know, neither here or there. But it wouldn't have done a whole lot of harm had Mike Pence fulfilled his constitutional duties. And that's what President Trump wanted him to do. That's what Trump supporters wanted him to do. Now, I know that there were some who thought that had Mike Pence done that, it would have thrown the election to Trump. And that's just not true, okay? Well, it's not true in a sense that Arizona still would have had to have had a play in or a say into what needed to happen, as well as other states. Had another representative come up and said, we want to challenge the votes of this state, let's say North Carolina or Pennsylvania or Georgia, that could have happened as well, but you would have needed a senator to support that representative. Interestingly enough, on Jan 6, on that date, there was more than one senator. There were, I think, three senators supporting that request or to challenge those votes, but Mike Pence didn't do it. He kicked the can down the road and said, okay, we're just going to move forward. Now, here's the other thing you've got to think about. For one, Mike Pence did not fulfill his constitutional duties as the vice president being over the election. And if I might add also, if you look at all of the elections prior to 2016, Democrats have challenged it. Whenever a Republican won, they have challenged it. They've gone forward and they presented the facts and they said, hey, we want to challenge those votes and this is a reason why. Unfortunately, they never had a senator to go along with them, so it could not move to the next stage. We have played this before on our show. I would encourage all of you to go onto YouTube, look it up, it's there. The media is not going to show you that because it's not part of the narrative they want you to know, that Mike Pence did not fulfill his constitutional obligations. They don't want you to know that. They want you to keep thinking that Trump wanted Mike Pence to throw the election in his favor, and that's just not true. Please look it up. Contact us on America Out Loud. I'll provide you with the tapes. If you don't want to look it up for yourself, you can listen to some of our previous tapes, and I've talked about it on that, and I've also attached the tape with what was supposed to have happened. Read the Constitution. So going back to this, Jan 6. So because Mike Pence did not fulfill his constitutional duties while Trump was out at the Ellipse giving his speech. Okay, so there were many different things that were taking place. You had Mike Pence at the Senate floor. You had Trump at the Ellipse. And then you had a group of people that were going to the White House. Now, if you recall, Trump said that he got in contact with Nancy Pelosi and Muriel Bowser. Why Nancy Pelosi? He got in contact with her because she is responsible for the safety of the representatives in the House. She's responsible for providing security. She didn't do it. Muriel Browser, the day before, had said that she was going to have the National Guards there to protect the grounds. Then she said that she wasn't going to allow certain permits, but she allowed it. But she did not get the National Guards there to protect the grounds of the White House. So when you had this group of people marching forward, they were just standing still looking to see what was going on. You had Capitol Security waiting for them to enter the White House. Come in, come in. Why is it that Liz Cheney and Adam Kissinger have not brought that up? Why hasn't the media brought it up? Why hasn't the media said anything to us about that? The only thing they're saying is that Trump started this, Trump started this, when the FBI, to his credit in this instance, said that no, Trump did not instigate this, but yet and still they're saying that he did. The media will not go back and tell you that the FBI said that he didn't. Why won't they? Because it's not part of the narrative, because they did not plan on Liz Cheney and Adam Kissinger taking this thing this far. President Trump was impeached over this. He was found not guilty. Now, he was out of office. Why would they impeach him then? Oh, well, they just made up the rules. The media didn't bother to question it and say, you can't do that. This makes no sense. He's out of office. But see, the intent was, if we impeach him and if we're successful, and if we get some rhinos to go along with us and they find him guilty, he will never be able to run for president again. End point, we can move on. But it did not happen. It did not happen. Their plan didn't happen. So the impeachment to convict him failed. So now what do they do? We've got to have a second investigation of Jan 6. And this time we're going to bring along some Republicans to make it seem as if though it's legitimate. This is not legitimate, folks. It is not. It is made up. That is the reason why now they want Clarence Thomas to step down from the courts, because they're thinking, just in case this thing is thrown to the courts, he won't be able to comment on it because of what his wife is saying. And then maybe the others will say, no, Trump did X, Y, Z. But this is illegal. This is completely an illegal affair, what they're doing. This has nothing to do with the Constitution. It's not founded in the Constitution. And they're just making this up. The media will not speak truth to power and say, this is ridiculous. They want this to carry on. Now, once it's all said and done, they'll come back and they'll say, why did we even go through this exercise? It made absolutely no sense. We knew what the end result was going to be, but see, they're hoping that they can trip this up into a court and some activist judge will say, oh, let's let this go forward. Just like you have a judge right now saying, well, I believe that Trump did something wrong on Jan 6. Okay, whoever that judge is, the media should say he should recuse himself from hearing anything about Jan 6 because he should not be given an opinion at this stage of the game, but they won't do it. Why won't they do it? Because they know you, that the American people are completely unaware as to what's happening. Back to my story. One last little bit. I know that I'm saying a lot right here, so try to keep up. So you have all these two events that are competing. You have Pence certifying the votes. You have Trump at the ellipse. And then you have in the middle, you have the people going to the White House, and you have the guards, security guards, waving them to come in. Now, think about this. If these individuals were there to subvert the process and to stop the process, what process would that have been? The only process that they would have stopped would have been Pence, Mike Pence, sending those votes back to Arizona. Do you follow me? Do you see what I'm saying? So is it possible that the reason why they allow these individuals to fulfill this college boy prank was to keep Mike Pence from sending those votes back to Arizona? Because if you recall, he had to stop the process and they all went into hiding, so to speak. And then later on that night, they decided to take it back up. And at that point, that's when Mike Pence should have said, we're going to send these votes back to Arizona. But it didn't happen. Do you see where I'm going here? Had Mike Pence fulfilled his constitutional duties at that point in time, had the protesters not interrupted that process, aided and abetted by the Capitol Police, maybe, perhaps, he would have sent those votes back to Arizona at that point in time, and it would have been a different affair completely. What do you guys say? I know that I said a lot. But what do you say?
Well, very, very good, Rob. What I would say is, like, you know, certainly can understand where you're coming from here. I think regarding Mike Pence, I think Donald Trump used the philosophy, keep your friends close, but keep your enemies closer. And I think that's exactly what happened with Mike Pence. And Mike Pence is establishment Republican that, you know, we call him a rhino and whatever you want to call him. And, you know, I had such a very high hopes for Mike Pence early on, because he was like the strong, quiet type when Trump would be the loud type, you know, and he was a calming influence. But now, knowing what we know, is like, no, Pence was not part of the good guys. And, you know, Pence did what he did. And you know what? The consequences are there. And Pence, you're gone now. You're not coming back as far as any sort of presidential candidate or a vice presidential candidate or whatever you want for Pence. It's not there. Notice he's disappeared. I mean, where is he right now? You know, it is not anywhere in the forefront. He's not talking about anything. You don't see him. So, you know, that's very curious as well. It's like, you know what? Trump may have had to put Pence at the highest position he could to expose how bad of a person or an actor he really is. And I think that's what happened there. So, you know, sorry, Pence. You know, I had lots of love for you early on, but that love has gone. And, you know, sorry, not sorry. Goodbye.
Yeah, I would have to completely agree. I was once a big fan of Mike Pence, and I believed that he would do the right thing on January 6th, but he did not do it. And instead, he gave in to the radical left and did what he did. And we've all seen what the results were since then. I thought he would just disappear after that, because obviously I don't think he could win an election for dog catcher after that. But here he is, still going out on tours, doing speaking engagements. I think he wants to run for president in 2024. And I do not think that's the direction that this party needs to go in. And I do not think he'll have a lot of support, certainly with some of the other candidates that might be running. Even if President Trump does not run, I do not see Mike Pence beating someone like Ron DeSantis in a primary.
There's no way in heck he'll beat Ron DeSantis. And I hope he's not thinking about running. If he is, he's having his head filled by a lot of rhinos that you can do this, you can do it. You can't do it. Because when you were supposed to fulfill your constitutional duties, you did not do it. And as I said, even if at that moment of inception, when the representative said, I have two senators that are supporting me, we need to see a timeline as to what actually transpired. Because what we're being told right now is what the Democrats want us to see. When that information got to him, and like I said, he shook his head and didn't move forward, is it at that point that these protesters stormed the Capitol and they told them to take cover, and that's when he stopped? Or was it later on? We need to know. We're only told, we're only hearing what they want us to hear. And they won't tell us that during the trial. So Republicans have got to be strong. They got to step up and they got to say, wait a minute, let's look at the timestamp. What actually transpired? We do know that when it did stop, when Mike Pence came back later that night, they just said, okay, who all support this? And you had all these never Trumpers saying, oh yeah, we support it, let it go through, because they were afraid. They should have been more afraid of the American people. They need to be held accountable. This election was flawed completely, and it was shut up. They closed the book and said, move forward, take Joe Biden, and don't say anything about it. And by then, it was sealed. Big tech had won. They had taken over. And if you said anything to the contrary, they shut you down from social media. They just completely shut you down. And it shouldn't be that way. And so many people have been affected by that. This is America. What happened on Jan 6 was a footprint to what has been happening in Russia and China and all these other countries, whereby you can't speak out. You might not like what I'm saying, but I have a right to say it. Oh, it's disinformation. Who are you to say that it's disinformation? And it's disinformation for whom? What is my disinformation doing? Because if there are people who truly say that, no, we want to go this way, they will go that way and they won't listen to my disinformation. So I don't get it when they started labeling everything disinformation, but it was at that moment that they were able to gain control and just to shut us down. And conservatives should have pushed back a lot harder and said, you can't do this. I mean, you look at what Elon Musk is doing. He's like now the largest shareholder of Twitter. I take my hat off to him. I don't know what he's going to do. I don't think he's necessarily, a conservative, but I think he cares about free speech. Now think of all of the other Republicans, conservatives, who could have bought into Twitter and stopped this a long time ago, but they didn't do it. It's just, it makes me just, as you guys can see, I'm really passionate about this. And I hadn't planned on talking about this, but during the last segment, we somehow stumbled into it when we were talking about the FBI and what the FBI isn't doing, what they should be doing. And it just gave way to, you know, Jan 6. But I mean, when you think about it and you see what's happening to these people who are in jail right now, not having access to an attorney, and they're being forced to plead guilty so they can stop the bleeding, so they can carry on with their lives. This just isn't right. These are political prisoners. What they did, you can say that you don't like it. But to have them locked up and you have criminals running around killing people, this is absurd. It's just, as Americans, left or right, we've got to speak out on this craziness, guys. We have to. It's just... I don't know. Let me stop.
Yeah, well said. Wow, I can't believe we're coming up on the end of the hour already. Time really flew by tonight. Thank you so much, our guest, Sean G, for joining us.
Thank you.
As always, we appreciate you coming on. And thank you all for joining us tonight.
Always appreciated.
On After Dark with Rob and Andrew. Check us out and all the other shows over at AmericaOutLoud.com. Who's coming up on its 6th anniversary. You can also find America Out Loud on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, Pandora. Wherever you download your podcast, search for America Out Loud, like and subscribe. We appreciate that. We'll see you guys next time. And remember, stand for something or you will fall for nothing.